you can trust me. I can understand just how you feel.
In the Grip of Incoherency, I'm Dave and I'll play anything.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
Can you dig it? Keep your weekend going Sunday nights on CITR with In the Grip of Incoherency. Naked radio for naked people.
You're free! You're free! Have a beer! Ah!
101.9. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The last broadcast here in the old student union building. Lots of memories coming out of these tiles, these dusty shelves, these record libraries and beer machines and all sorts of things that are stuck to the walls. It is going to be a really fun night here for the folks who love this place, who've spent a lot of time here over the years. I have not been an active broadcaster on CITR for a long, long time. In fact, early out, I tweeted a picture of me. Actually, it was 1982 when the station went on air, over the air, and got its broadcast license, a powerhouse 50-watt signal that went off the campus. And that was April 1st, 1982. Tom Harrison, legendary rock writer, wrote about that. Anyway, listen, we've just had Nardwuar close out the show there, and I was just dying listening to those promos, and especially the old clips of Bill Vanderzam that he played about an hour ago. Thank you very much, Mr. Nardwuar, and we'll see you over in the brand new shiny building that the station moves into tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. If you are interested in coming down to CITR, if you're a fan, you're a former member, an alumni, somebody who's just who loves what CITR does, then come down and join the fun. There will be a bit of a ceremony and a gathering at 2 o'clock in the brand new Student Union building. You can't miss it. It's right next door, and it's a beautiful space, and I'm sure they'll give tours of the station, and you can look through the glass at the new studio. At any rate, I haven't even said who I am. I'm Mike Klassen, and I am a CITR alumni, and many of my old friends were once radio announcers on the station, and I'll be seeing quite a few of them tonight. So I'm going to just carry on, play a little bit of music. Right now we'll play some Young Canadians so we don't lose our license for not playing enough CanCon. Here we go.
I love the charts.
CITR 101.9 FM. That is Weed, a song called Muscles. They're a Vancouver area band. Good to hear them. So we are in the old student union, the old sub, the old studio. The last broadcast until we move into the brand new shiny space across the way in the brand new Student Union building. I'm Mike Klassen, old CITR alumni who gets to take the steering wheel here at the station for until about 6 o'clock. And tonight we're celebrating. A lot of the old CITR alumni are coming out to celebrate, to weep, to hug, and try and figure out, you know, how we're going to live without this lovely old dusty, somewhat grubby space with lots of things stuck to the walls, and go to a nice place with carpets that don't have gum on them. At any rate, we are here out at UBC. It's a hot day. It's very hot in the studio, too. I have to say, we got the fan going. When I got to the studio, I if you follow me on Twitter or go to Twitter, it's at Mike Klassen. I actually took a few shots of the old studio. You can take a look there. And I went into the record library and I thought, well, here I'm going to go. And my nirvana is to be surrounded by thousands of old LPs. And Nardawar comes about 20 minutes after I picked out a few records. He taps me on the shoulder and says, the turntable's not hooked up, so you're going to have to figure out how to use the record library system. And that was a bit of a challenge. So we've managed to put a few things into the queue here, to a few things that I know, a few things I've never heard before. But I assure you, it will be an enjoyable few moments of music. And then later on this evening, I think it'll get a little more rowdy in here later on when the beer machine gets flowing and the rest of the old alumni and other CITR fans and participants are going to be here as well. So we're going to play, I think we'll play Little Specials. So this is special to me. Talk to you soon. REM from Monster, Crush with Eyeliner. And I'm Mike Klassen. This is CITR 101.9 FM, 102 FM, if you want to round it off. Here we are, the last broadcast in the old sub building. Very exciting to be here in these old, dusty. It actually was kind of cool. Somebody who was at the station back when I was here 30-some-odd years ago, Richard Anderson, who was our engineer, kept the station going through thick and thin. Knows every single wire inside the walls of this studio. And he just kind of came in there and started complaining about the fact that they've cheaped out on the air conditioning, which they have. We've got fans going. You think it's hot outside. Add about 10 degrees to that, and that's what we're doing right here. We're all in our shorts, and I think very soon we'll be peeling off layers of clothing. So at any rate, a little REM there, and we're going to go right into some Death from Above, 1979. We'll be right back.
idea. And man, yes, and now you said you're bitter.
The Jam, CITR 101.9 FM. Mike Klassen here on the last broadcast in the old Student Union building here. If you've ever been to this building, you know what it's like. It's bricks. It's 1960s architecture. It's it's a building that served its purpose, and it was the place where a lot of people slept between classes for a long time. And it will be, what are they going to do? Are they demolishing this building? And probably, given the rate of construction we're seeing here, have they had plans for it? I'm talking to somebody.
I think they're going to most likely keep using this for some office spaces. To my knowledge, they're going to keep using this as, like, extra club spaces. There's still a lot of UBC clubs that need offices or, like, little hangout spaces. So I think they'll use it for a little while longer until they can accommodate those clubs in the new space. And maybe then, who knows, probably demolish this old space after that.
Yeah, but will they have a beer machine? That's the question.
I really hope so.
Advanced technology. just playing from the back there, we had Death From Above, 1979, Cheap Talk, and In the City by The Jam. And we're going to go playing another band here. I haven't heard them before, but I gather they're pretty good. They're called Young Liars, and this is a first track called Night Window.
You and me were meant to be.
CITR 101.9 FM. The last broadcast. Mike Klassen here with you, sitting in the big chair until about 6 o'clock. Things are going to start to get fairly lively here this evening. A lot of CITR alumni, people who have built this place, like Rick Anderson, the engineer who built this studio, literally, and he's probably to blame for the incredible heat coming off this board right now. But at any rate, it is quite a place, and with quite a storied history. I know that there is going to be a little media coverage about this big changeover, and it's really nice because a lot of fine broadcasting talent and media and other people who have been key figures in the community have at one time or another sat behind these microphones and filed records and been a part of this this great place that has really been central to music culture in British Columbia. So thank you to all of those folks and people who are going to be coming here and honoring this place by coming back here one more time and raising a glass to it. I came here, a long time ago. As I said, it was in the early 1980s. It was kind of quite a change happening in music. It was high energy, real kind of a defiance of what had become quite stale in terms of mainstream music. And so we had a lot of fun in this station. My old colleague Dave Jamieson went on to do quite a bit of work in broadcasting himself. I met folks like Leora Kornfeld here, who went on to a great career in broadcasting and now is works at Harvard and other great places doing very interesting work with new media. And I've also sat behind the mic here with somebody who I consider to be a real radio legend, somebody who I've admired and adored for most of my radio listener life, and that's J.B. Shane. J.B., hello out there if you're listening, and it'll be great to get together with you again soon sometime. At any rate, we're going to keep things going with a little bit more music. If I've got this thing queued up right, we're going to get the place a little bit lively.
Don't wanna know it.
Okay, that was good. I think the board's getting just a little hotter right now. That was Mudhoney and Touch Me, I'm Sick. Before that, DOA, CITR 101.9, the last broadcast. Mike Klassen here with you, CITR alumni, not on the station very often, but boy, it sure is fun to get behind the board here and try and relearn it and do it without the presence of vinyl, and everything seems to be going okay, knock wood. This is the last broadcast in the old Student Union building here on the UBC campus. Lovely old place. It sure does need to be kind of cleaned out and probably fumigated or something. You know, we've been in this studio here, CITR, since the late 1960s, and now it's time to move next door into a brand new, shiny new facility. State-of-the-art equipment and a beautiful place. The thing about CITR that's always been kind of unique about it is that it's tucked away on the second floor of the Student Union building. You wouldn't go here unless you were possibly looking for the washroom or something. I mean, it's really remote out here in a campus and kind of hard to find. The new station is going to be right down front and center in this lovely amphitheater, beautifully designed building. And so if you want to interrelate with your CITR radio DJs and announcers, you can just bang on the glass and they'll be right there in front of you. We are going to be having a little bit of fun here later on. It looks like a few people are starting to show up here. As I mentioned, former station engineer, the guy who wired this place, Rick Anderson, came in the room. I was kind of thrilled to see him. My wife is a former CITR radio announcer. In fact, she was here. Stacy, she ran out of the room here, but she's a former radio gal here who had a radio show. I think she said it was called "Ooh, You're in a Band." And that we kind of met because we had a bunch of mutual friends, and that's a whole other story you don't really need to hear. At any rate, it's really great to be here. I got a few more minutes, and then we'll close out and hand the steering wheel over to somebody else. And tonight we're going to be celebrating the old station. And 2 o'clock, if you are a fan, a supporter, a member of the CITR Radio Society, doesn't matter, name your excuse, come on out to the grand opening of the brand new station at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and have a good look at it, because it's a beautiful first-rate facility. And I also want to give a little bit of a shout-out to actually the president of UBC's office, who was quite helpful for us, Arvind Gupta. His team over there were quite helpful in terms of helping to promote this a little bit. Arvind, unfortunately, wasn't able to come out this weekend, but we appreciate his support nonetheless. So we'll carry on with a little more music as we round out this hour. Mike Klassen, CITR. CITR 101.9 FM. That was The Stills and Don't Talk Down. Mike Klassen wrapping things up here on the last broadcast that we're doing here this evening for the old Student Union building here. CITR moving into a brand new shiny facility across the way in the brand new Student Union building. Many thanks for all the folks that helped make this happen, especially Brenda, the station manager. You've been just amazing over the last few months as you've been trying to pull together this fairly chaotic and crazy set of events that are going to take place. Nardawar, who led off the broadcast earlier on, thanks very much, man, for getting me sorted and figuring out how to work the board again. Rohit, you've been sitting here at my side here. Thanks very much, man. You've been making sure that I don't absolutely flub anything. Next up here is another CITR alumni, proud to be behind the board, Joe Naylor. Welcome, Joe, and we're going to play something for him, and thanks very much. Mike Klassen signing off, and enjoy CITR and the new station starting tomorrow.
Operator, push this call through to professional personalities right away.